All right. Another edition of the Gold Cup Daily. This is number two. It should be number three, but we didn't do one yesterday because we had the Mexican Sox show. So on Mondays, if we don't do a Mexican Sox show, then we'll do a Gold Cup Daily. But for those of you who are listening, yesterday for about an hour and almost 20 minutes, we talked a ton about what happened on Saturday and obviously everything with the chant. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's a really good show. I think we gave our take on what could be done and kind of talking out to fans. So, but anyway, today, Tuesday, one day before Mexico plays Guatemala. And here's pretty much what happened today. There was a press conference with Tata Martino and also Tecatito, and then they had some time to practice. So I was able to listen to it. All the press conferences are on Zoom, so there's a lot of people that are on. You don't necessarily have to be here, but nevertheless, Tecatito got on, and what stood out was Tecatito. Somebody asked him about, you know, is he frustrated with, you know, teams that are coming in CONCACAF and playing physical, and pretty much, you know, playing physical that, you know, it's causing injuries. And Tecatito, I kind of like what he said. He said it's not necessarily the player's fault, and I think we talked about this yesterday with Cesar on the Mexican Talk Show. It is the fact that, you know, the refs are letting this happen. So today, if you didn't know, John De Luisa, he sent a letter to CONCACAF wanting the ref that officiated the match to not be part of the Gold Cup anymore. Said in the letter, said that, you know, this has happened before where we play these tournaments and our players are getting injured. And there was a lot of fans that kind of felt the same way. And this isn't necessarily a new concept. We've seen every time we play in CONCACAF and these types of games, teams come out and play rough. And look, I get it. You know, it's even a strategy, like we talked about it. You know, if you're going to play a better team, if you're going to play a team that is physically, let's say, smaller than you, like if we see the players, you're going to try to play them physical and try to get them out of the game. The problem is that when they go a little too far, that's when the refs are supposed to start in and give some yellow cards so it could stop the match. And I think that's what Tecatito was saying, you know, that it is frustrating the fact that the quality of refs are actually impacting the game. And that's what happened with Chucky. And I think everybody agrees with it. What I don't agree, another storyline that happened in a few days was the fans going over to Trinidad and Tobago's social media pages and just leaving racist comments. And we talked about this yesterday too, like, there's no need for that. So it just, you know, we know that some players are trying to get in our heads being physical, but it stops there, and we don't need any fans to go and do that in their social media. So lots and lots of outside the field stuff that's happened with Mexico, with the Federation, with the letter to CONCACAF, and then obviously with, you know, with Trinidad and Tobago also saying that, you know, they made it known that Mexican fans are going to the social media. Obviously everything that's going on with the chant. And so it's kind of hard to just kind of talk about football when all these extra outside la cancha are happening, right? What else happened with Tecatito? They asked him about, you know, the morale of the group. They said everybody's good. Obviously a little scary with Chucky Lozano, but everyone's good, and they want to win this. They want to get a win against Guatemala tomorrow, and it's important. Outside of that, obviously questions about the chant that was given to Tecatito. And, he pretty much kept saying it in Spanish, invitamos a la gente, right? Kind of inviting you guys, and which I feel like those, you know, you got to be saying more, a little more than inviting, pero I get it. These players have been saying it, stop saying the chant, look at the consequences, we want to play. And I feel like they all kind of voice the same thing. We want you to be at the game. So this is going to take you away from the game, stop chanting it. But as we've seen before, fans don't care when the result's not there, and they want to be chistositos, and yeah. Then Tata Martino, which I got to add something. Tata looked really, really tired. Extremely tired. So I was kind of surprised because I've never seen Tata, like, just, I saw a picture of him, and he looked tired. I mean, maybe he's exhausted from all the stuff that he has to deal with, pero bueno. He was asked if Funes Mori, you know, if Funes Mori got hurt tomorrow, well, who's his replacement? and he pretty much said nobody, which is kind of, I mean, it's, we're at this stage where it's the first game, and because Chucky Lozano is obviously injured, then you have Alan Pulido who's injured, we have no number nine. I mean, you can throw in there, you know, Orbelín Pineda, I would guess, but he said that there isn't anybody at that position if he was injured. Luckily, we can confirm, he did say that Alan Pulido should be ready for the El Salvador match. So that's good. Giving Funes Mori either a break if needed. We got to remember that they're playing three games in eight matches. If you remember, the Osorio was very adamant about rotaciones because of that. And I don't blame him, you know, if there's some substitutions for tomorrow. We'll get to it in a bit. But Tata Martino also asked about the chant. And a little surprising. Normally, I'd be, you know, you'd hear the don't say it, you know, whatever. But this time, Tata Martino was kind of frustrated in saying that. What else can I do? I've told everybody to stop saying it. We have signs out there to stop saying it. We have the federation that's saying stop saying it. We have the media saying stop saying it. And people are going to keep saying it. What else can we do? So it's almost like he's had it. I think you should continue to say stop saying it, regardless if you're frustrated, because maybe somebody else hasn't heard it, which I don't see how, but you know, I ask you guys what else can be done. So aside from that, you know, Tata Martino said it's important to win tomorrow, and you know, I was having a conversation with Arch Bell, and he does a lot of things for CONCACAF outside the stadium, and I started talking about, you know, if Mexico plays tomorrow, the chant is heard, and the game is suspended, you can pretty much just say goodbye to Mexico in the Gold Cup. And let me put it to you this way. There are no second, best third places that we've normally seen in the Gold Cup, right? There are no extra chances. It's the two top teams in the group, and a win tomorrow for Guatemala because of the chant as a forfeit. Not only is it a forfeit, but you get -3 in the goal differential. So Mexico already with 1 point and no goals. Guatemala would be getting 3 points and 3 goals, right? And obviously with the result that they had against El Salvador. But Mexico would be a -3 with only 1 point going into the last game. And who knows? That's when Guatemala and Trinidad and Tobago could tie. Mexico could be out. Even if Mexico wins, they have to score at least 4 goals. So it would be really, really hard if Mexico comes into the El Salvador game. So here it is. Maybe this is what needs to happen. Maybe Mexico needs to get out of the Gold Cup so people to understand that, you know, the chant is going to continue to hurt. Because what is the Gold Cup, right? The Gold Cup is just our tournament. It's not World Cup qualifying. And, you know, people are saying with that, obviously that would hurt CONCACAF. But today I kind of saw a little different stand on the FMF is saying, like, we've tried to do everything. The protocols with the chant on Saturday weren't done correctly. They even sent a notice that, you know, I was there. The step number one happened twice. But if I, you know, I'm thinking if they're able to stop the match and people keep saying it, and Mexico loses points, that could be done. Or let's say Mexico wins, but they do that against El Salvador. And Salvador, you know, Mexico could only get 4 points and -3 in the last game. So it's a very, very big deal. And it's interesting to see how it's going to play out, if fans are finally going to get it through their heads not to say a chant. So, again, it sucks that we're talking about this. And it feels like we keep repeating about it, but it just needs to be talked about. What else? As far as starting 11, getting out of the stadium, hearing kind of some news that, you know, Tata was going to kind of keep the starting 11 outside of Chucky putting Efraín in there. But now I'm hearing Orbelín might come in, and also Gallardo. So looking at that, it'd be interesting to see how who comes out and, yeah, you know, what are the changes that Tata will do. But, you know, Gallardo's been a player that has lost, I think, since the Osorio years. You know, one of the players that Osorio always used. And over the last few years, you haven't seen Gallardo except for subbing in. So I'm interested to see that. I think Herrera's still our best player so far. Guti doing a really good job. And everybody else, you know, not that they did a lot against Panama. I mean, against Trinidad. So we'll see. Funes Mori, I think, will still be up front, but we'll see how much he'll play because he's got another game coming up soon. And, you know, there's the, is he going to get tired? And who comes in? There really isn't anybody. All I know is that I, you know, if I got to give my prediction tomorrow, Mexico wins 3-0, 4-0. Guatemala is really a really bad team. I mean, they shouldn't even be in this cup because Curaçao obviously got the COVID notices and they got to be taken out. And Guatemala's in. Guatemala didn't even have a coach after that, so they're struggling. It's, I guess it's positive that if we see Mexico score one goal early, maybe two goal early, people are happy. They're not going to say they chant. Now, I don't necessarily want that the reason, but I guess it's positive for Mexico. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, nobody here to join me on this edition, but hopefully tomorrow we can get somebody outside the stadium and we'll continue to do this. So appreciate everybody listening. And sorry, it's a little loud. I didn't think it was going to be this loud, this little tiny pup here in Dallas. Let me know your thoughts. What are you thinking? How do you feel? And follow us on all the networks. And we'll keep it here at the Gold Cup Daily, bringing it to you live from Dallas. All right, hasta la próxima.